From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, how the Democratic Convention is playing overseas, but first to Boston, where the convention is being held, and where Day to Day's Mike Pesca is following the action at the Fleet Center. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Noah.
This is the night John Kerry accepts the nomination after all these months, really the reason why 5,000-plus delegates and, what, 15,000 media people have come to Boston. What's the message from John Kerry tonight?
Well, Kerry wants to seem appealing. He wants to be likable, for sure. But the biggest theme that he wants to hit is a phrase that the Democrats have affixed to the entire convention, strengthening America. So if in 1992, Bill Clinton told about his ideas about where he wanted to take the country and his philosophy for the Democratic Party, he was sharing what was in his mind. In 2000, George Bush highlighted what was in his heart, compassionate conservatism. Tonight, John Kerry wants to show some backbone.
Well, last night, John Edwards of North Carolina addressed the convention. He was sort of setting things up for Mr. Kerry. How do you think the message, the takeaway is going to be here, the difference between Kerry and Edwards?
Well, the difference is probably more of emphasis. They'll talk about a lot of the same things. But, Noah, if I had to ask you, what's an adjective that people use to describe John Edwards coming in? What's an adjective that you would affix to his tone so far?
Well, he's got that great smile, and I guess it would be optimism. He's a very optimistic, happy guy, it seems.
Right. Optimistic, positive, full of hope.
When your brother calls and says he's spending his entire life at the office and he still can't get ahead, you tell him hope is on the way.
It's the standard call and response format, greatly aided when convention staff passes out thousands of signs with the message "Hope is on the way" printed on it. Delegates Maria Lopez Rogers and Teresa Forma Duval said hope, that's the message that'll resonate.
What do you think people will remember in 2 weeks?
Hope.
And why? Because of the signs?
No, because that's the message I think he gives all the time. He gives you a vision of hope, and that's what people want. They want hope.
I think that he gave us a lot of hope. I think he was very positive. I think he gave us a plan that we're going to use to go forward.
Of course, those two women are part of the world's least representative focus group, but their reactions at least make the point that Edwards is there to lighten up Kerry a little bit, to appeal to swing voters, and pollsters will tell you that undecided voters actually have more positive attitudes towards America and the direction of the country than does the public as a whole.
The vice presidential candidate on the penultimate night last night, and tonight it's the headliner, John Kerry. That's standard programming for a convention, but what's different? What are you seeing different about this week there?
Well, no, one thing that's a little different. Last night ended with the roll call of the states where they officially cast their votes for John Kerry's nomination. Years ago, there was high drama associated with this, and the states would take advantage of their time in the spotlight. They'd wind their way through these long lists, they'd say, of every tourist attraction in the state, every natural wonder, most minor league baseball teams, but no more. I talked to the last state chair who would be called on, Wyoming's Mike Garrett.
Do you think that the people watching it on TV are in any way being robbed of the old-time tradition where you get to hear so much about every state, maybe you could set your summer travel plans based on what you hear?
Well, you know, it's a made-for-television world. I know I'm talking to NPR, but, you know,
it was up to us. This would be a weekly show. 50 states, 50 weeks, couple territories. By the way, do you get to go before the territories?
No, they go in alphabetical order.
That's an injustice. That's wrong.
No, actually, that's the way it should be, and we do have a better seat in the hall than American Samoa. That's an injustice. Wyoming, of course, being the last state to in the roll call, it's going to probably be about 1 o'clock in the morning. I think we're going to probably leave it up to casting our vote.
So Noah, Mike Garrett, who's the owner and operator of Jebediah's House of Sourdough in Jackson, Wyoming.
Wow.
Well, he's actually still talking right now.
But like I say, the hour's late and the morning is
actually, that was many hours ago, a little after midnight. So Wyoming became one of the few states to get to cast its votes for John Kerry on the same day he'd actually be accepting the nomination.
Thanks, Mike. Day to Day's Mike Pesca from Boston.
You're welcome, Noah.